Welcome to Chip Chat, an interview series that connects you with technology experts around the issues that industry is focused on today. And now your host, Allison Klein.
Welcome to Chip Chat. My name is Allison Klein. Today I'm joined by Jason Waxman. Welcome to the program, Jason.
Thanks, Allison.
Jason, why don't you tell us a little bit about what your role is at Intel and what your history is at Intel?
So I'm responsible for high-density computing at Intel, and that's a division focused in on optimization of technologies for the largest data centers.
And if you looked at one of the largest data centers that you're talking about and compared it to an enterprise data center or an HPC data center, what are the differences that you're going to see?
The level of expertise and the level of optimization that some companies have put into their data center, the physical plant itself, is well beyond what many companies will invest in terms of tuning, optimization, and really innovation in a standard, much smaller data center. I think another example is, especially for these large data centers, you need to get scale and automation into the data center. So many of these companies have innovated in, for example, the way that they're doing management. They don't do server and infrastructure management in a standard way. It has to be much more automated to the point where many companies are getting several thousands of servers or server images managed by just a few individuals. Again, the level of scale, very different than a traditional data center.
That makes sense. Cloud is being talked about everywhere. It's probably the hottest topic in the data center arena today. So if an IT manager at an enterprise is listening to this podcast, what should they be thinking about in terms of cloud? Where is it an opportunity inside their own data center? And where is it an opportunity in terms of looking at services that they may want to outsource?
Those companies looking to go deploy a private cloud, there's a couple of different things. Number one, thinking about what you do inside, sort of building from within your own private cloud versus what you outsource. Some of the things to consider are security. How important is the information and that I can maintain it? Audit and compliance. Those folks that are looking to really make sure that they're in compliance and can very specifically attach transactions to compute resources, it becomes more important, again, to potentially put those things in-house. As well as how important a process is to what you do. At Intel, obviously, we design semiconductors, and so that process itself becomes very core to our intellectual property and something that we would want to develop from within. There are other things that aren't inside our core competency that other people do great and that we can actually get a better service by moving to a public cloud type of service because of cost, because other organizations or companies have better expertise in a given area. It makes sense to leverage a cloud-based service. That's one of the first things to think about. And then I think it comes down to, for developing your own cloud, how are you going to build off that infrastructure? How are you going to design in the level of scale in your services? What kinds of infrastructure are you going to base it off of? What kinds of services do you want to deliver? Software as a service, infrastructure as a service. Once you've decided the in-house versus outsource type of debate, it comes down to, how do I make my infrastructure as efficient as I possibly can?
If you look at the future evolution, what's your vision for where cloud's going to be in 5 to 10 years? What are the key determinants of technology innovation that you're looking for? And what is Intel's impact to the cloud?
I think we have some pretty aspirational goals for what we want to accomplish in the future of cloud computing. I think the first is that we want to enable a broader range of clients to be connected to the cloud. We have a vision that today there's about 1.6 billion people, a small fraction of the world, that's connected to the internet. And we'd like to see another billion of those people connected by 2015. Today there's about 4 billion devices, mostly cell phones and PCs, that are connected to the internet. We'd like to see that grow to about 10 billion by 2015. So more people having access. The implications of that are that the infrastructure itself has to grow dramatically. And we've done some calculations about what has to occur in the next 5 years. The amount of networking bandwidth has to grow by 8x. The amount of storage to keep up with all of the data growth, including rich video, is going to grow by 16x. And the amount of compute to keep up with all of this has to grow by about 20x. So you can see there's a huge amount of growth that we need to deliver for the infrastructure of the internet to keep up with the growth of new devices, new content, new users being added. The thing that we want to do is make sure that that growth occurs in a very manageable way. And our vision includes elements of efficiency and simplicity that we think are important. Efficiency so that as we add these users and add this capability and infrastructure, that it doesn't become this huge blowout, for example, of power. And we expect that the delivery of Moore's Law to enable the industry to add that capability, but at the same time avoid the impact of equivalent of 45 coal power plants being added around the world to just keep up with the growth of the data center power envelope. So, you know, that's one of our key objectives. And another key objective is simplicity. We actually think that as that data center infrastructure grows, one of the challenges is keeping up with the cabling and the network within the data center itself. And by driving things such as a converged fabric, we think we can save the equivalent of 1 billion miles worth of cabling over the next 5 years. So looking for really big impacts, enabling people to access the benefits of the internet, keeping up with the growth of the internet, but at the same time minimizing the impact.
Well, you're describing a very exciting future in terms of connected computing. I can't wait to hear more about it, Jason. Thank you very much for being on the program.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Visit ChipChat online at intel.com/design/chipchat.htm.